Coffee Mumbo Jumbo does many things well, but one thing to perfection. Keeps the postman really busy. Today, yet another delivery. What else but coffee? I got approached by a company called MakeDecentCoffee.com, internet-based. Bit of a story to it, which I will tell you about maybe in my next book. What I want to share with you today is the arrival of the coffee. I've got a Tarazu from Costa Rica, a coffee I'm familiar with, so it'll be interesting to see if Make Decent Coffee, the coffee they roast of the Tarazu Costa Rica, will somehow match up with what I'm familiar with of that particular bean. And I've also received the Grand Cru, which is a espresso blend. It says handcrafted, credible coffee on the bag, on the sticker, nice black sticker. And on the back, if we delve into what's actually in it, it says it's 40% Bolivian and it's 60% Colombian. It's hard to read what particular coffee from Colombia can somehow, because it's funny, it's kind of a circle. And in that circle, it shows you the percentage. So 40% is the Bolivian. But I can't really see something like Juana Mamani. That could be it. And then the 60% Colombian Sandona. Sandona is what I can see. I can't describe this very well. It's kind of, as I said, a circle and then some lines between them to show you the percentage of those two beans that are in that Grand Cru espresso blend. So that'll be interesting. It says bright, juicy, with an elegant, complex acidity, sweet notes of caramel and berries with a creamy body. All sounds very good. Something that we expect nowadays from a good espresso. Something also that you can add some milk to. So milk has to cut through that as well. Back to the Tarazu. Well, we'll see what that is. A funny little label on top there. And they've also put, they don't put the roasting date on it. I can't see it anyway, can't detect it. But there is a best before, end of. And here on the handcrafted credible coffee Grand Cru, 16th of the 7th, 15. So I assume it was roasted yesterday and they put a 1 year best before date on it. The other one I have to double check because I'm not quite sure whether that label is correct, because there's kind of a, well, the best before date says 19th of the 3rd, 15. So that tells me that it's actually not freshly roasted. But that's all right. I mean, 3 months is not the end of the world, or 4 months even. We'll see. We'll get to that and get to the bottom of it. What they've also included, which is a very nice gesture, three little chocolate squares. And it says, make decent coffee on it. And a goodie bag. You know, nowadays, every company and everybody, and especially in the coffee world, they've got these muslin bags that you can just sling over your shoulder. And I've got another one here as well. What's really nice, obviously, marketing tool. It's got the web address on it, www.makedecentcoffee.com. And it's got a nice outline and drawing of a Chemex, of a V60, of an AeroPress, and of a French press. So, curious to know whether I can make really decent coffee with those coffees that I've received. Obviously not going to try the espresso today because it's only been roasted yesterday. Going to double check what's the score here on the Tarazu Costa Rica. So stay tuned, because I'm going to definitely put those coffees through their paces and report back on them. Interesting, there are so many internet-based companies now just mushrooming up, as there are, of course, artisan roasters and coffee shops. So, going to give you a bit more background information about Make Decent Coffee as well next time. But I think I'm going to be inspired by tasting those coffees to really tell you more about it. So stay tuned. Coffee Mumbo Jumbo is always reviewing interesting coffees.